It's the SMG Podcast, episode 16. Nichts, 16. Another episode 16. What are you saying?
It's time for the news.
Yeah, okay, so let's break it down what we're going to do today. So we're going to talk about the news as usual. I don't think there's anything much going on. And this is a first for us, you know? You know what are we doing today? We're going to review two games. It's a versus round. It's going to be NHL 09 and NHL 2K9. And I wonder which game is better.
Yep, I wonder which one is better.
Yes, okay, so let's get it started. Well, we haven't been on for a while, eh? We haven't done a podcast in a while, so we're going to make this one good.
Yeah, but it's cold here in Canada. It's like snowing yesterday.
I know, it was snowing like crazy.
Yeah, snow is shit.
Yeah.
Like, snow is good, but not in October, come on.
Yeah, I can't believe it's like, already snowing.
Do you like snow?
I don't. I wish I was...
It's okay in January, but...
See, I wish I was in California right now, so I wouldn't have to deal with that crap.
Hey, did you hear about the big news?
What's the big news?
E3. Did you hear about E3?
Yes! This is the first thing that we're going to talk about. E3. It's still a rumor, right?
No,
it's still a rumor.
Yeah, but they said it on... What's it called? What's that?
Okay, well, okay, anyways, let's inform our viewers, or listeners, that E3... It's apparently, I'm not going to say it's confirmed, but apparently it's going to go back to its original roots, which is
booth babes,
thousands and thousands of people, big
it's
convention.
It's going to June now.
Yeah. It's going to be back the way it was, not this small convention that in recent years that it's going to be, that has been. So that's pretty good. Yeah. I like that.
It's
I don't know about you.
It's easier for us fans to get in too.
Yeah. I mean, after E3 shrunk, right? Was there any convention that kind of, like, held its place?
No.
No, not really. There was
like,
E for All.
They were there, but just not as good.
Yeah, there was, like, E for All and Tokyo Game Show, but obviously they weren't as big as E3.
No.
It's the biggest show ever. And I think there's a reason why they, you have any reasons why they did this? Do you think?
I have no idea.
I think they did it because, like, you know, the publishers were getting angry. It's kind of weird, eh? Because... Before, the publishers were complaining that...
They had to spend too much.
Yeah, they had to spend too much money on E3. And now they're the ones complaining that it's too small now. That nobody cares.
Yep.
It's so weird now.
Another sandwich.
Okay, alright, you eat, I'll talk. Okay, so it's kind of a contradiction. Like, Activision Blizzard, they decided to cancel out this year. They didn't even decide to come. I think that was a big blow towards the expo, so... I think all hopes aside, we don't know for sure if this is going to happen. It's still a rumor, but we're pretty sure it is. It's going to happen. So, only time will tell. We'll see what will happen. Next up, for all you Star Wars fans, Knights of the Old Republic, good news! There's going to be an MMORPG coming out for the PC soon. It's been confirmed. That if you play Knights of the Old Republic, you'll notice that it's a really great game. It's fun.
The one for Xbox, right?
I don't know. It says it's only for PC right now.
The original Knights of the Old Republic that was on the red.
Yeah, it was on the Xbox, the original Xbox.
That one was fun.
It was a good game. It took a long time to do it, or to actually beat the game, but it was a very good game. So I wonder how this is going to be. I wouldn't mind a KOTAR 3, just the third. Just a sequel. I don't know about an MMORPG.
The thing is, hopefully they give us one on the consoles.
The thing is, I never played I never played an MMORPG. I never had the money for it. Have you ever played one? Like World of Warcraft? How is it? Is it? Oh, okay, never mind. Well, he says it's good, so I need to try it out, but, you know, I don't have any money to spend on MMORPGs,
they're
so...
fun, but the problem is, it's a lot of time-consuming.
Yeah, definitely. If you look at World of Warcraft, if you've seen that...
If you like RPGs and stories, which I don't, you kind of won't
Yeah,
like
you definitely won't like it.
You gotta like RPGs to like MMORPG.
Obviously. But yeah, it reminds me of that South Park episode where they imitate World of Warcraft. Look it up on YouTube. You'll find it there. Next up... Oh, look at this. Sony clamps down with PSN user agreement. Oh. So basically, Sony's like selling rights towards its players. It's giving away, like, much like EA's doing. Eh. Same thing, whatever.
So giving away information.
Pretty much.
At least it's not as bad as last week. Remember last week?
What happened last week?
With the... where they track your computer.
Oh. No, that's EA.
Yeah, EA's worse.
Yeah, I was talking about that a couple weeks ago. And, yeah, I'm not liking this. Do I really want to play a game that's really tracking down my information? You just want to play it, right?
What are you reading right now?
What?
That's tracking information.
Huh?
You know the internet tracks your information, come on.
Antivirus.
Bell's still tracking you down.
Oh yeah, they're tracking...
You know Bell is tracking you down.
Tracking me down. Tracking me down. Oh! Well, okay, let's move on. Whatever. Get this, okay. So, they're releasing a Nirvana soundtrack for Rock Band, the first album. Yeah. So, look at the songs they have. They have every song except the big ones. So, okay, obviously, if you listen to Nirvana, their biggest song is called Smells Like Teen Spirit, but that song doesn't seem to be on there.
Do they have,
Well, the list is right here.
Do they have that? No.
No.
They have all the big ones.
They left out the big ones.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's some marketing plan.
Yo, where's Smells Like Teen Spirit?
It's not there. That's the first thing I noticed when I looked at this news piece.
That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's part of the whole marketing plan. I think what they're trying to do is they're going to sell it individually. That's how I see it. They're going to sell each song individually to make more money off it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty smart of EA.
Yeah, but with Metallica's new album, you can buy it on Guitar Hero, right? But you have to buy the whole album. But the only good song on the album is the first hit, which is kind of disappointing when you have to buy the whole
which
album.
Metallica?
One song.
Which Metallica album you're talking about?
The new one.
Oh, the day that never comes?
Yeah. That song's good, but the rest of the album sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're forced to buy the whole album instead of buying one track. That's what kind of limits
Funny.
It, though.
This is kind of off topic, but... did you buy the album, or did you listen to the whole album?
I listened
Obviously,
to
yeah.
the whole album.
Did you notice how it was, like, kind of really loud? You can't hear anything with most of the songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was overproduced. That's what I learned.
Like, I heard it off the radio, though, because they did a special where they played the whole album.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they now?
This is not really off topic. We're SMG, Standard Media Generation. We get everything.
Yeah, we don't talk... Well, we talk mainly about video games, but when it comes to video games, anything related to it, we will talk about. So, yeah.
Just like Anime North.
Yeah, pretty much. Alright, that's all our video game news we have this week. Let's move on. So, okay, remember how before, like, in our previous episodes, we were talking about console wars?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, what do you think now?
I think PS3 is still dead. It's even more dead.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, look, Metal Gear Solid 4 has come out, got a 10.0 on GameSpot, and now, recently, Little Big Planet has come out.
Yeah, but it hasn't helped it enough to warrant the purchase.
True. I mean, there's a lot of things that... Well, for me, there's a lot of things that got delayed for the PS3 that would make me want to get a PS3, like PS Home, Killzone 2, and a bunch of other games that were promised for it.
The fact that the Xbox 360 is half the price, it's $199. Even if it is the crappy model.
Well, my philosophy is always this, you know. If a system has really good games for it, I will buy it. If it doesn't have good games, I will not get it.
Even if it's $500.
Sure. If it has good games,
So wait. Are you actually thinking of buying Guitar Hero 4? Or Rock Band?
What do you mean?
Those games are like $200-something for one game.
No, I'm talking about systems.
I know.
Not actual video games.
I'm talking about games.
That's why I haven't bought Rock Band, because of the price. I mean, it's probably a good game, but I don't have the money for it. Like, right now, Guitar Hero will do it for me.
So, like, you're not going to buy systems unless there's a good game.
For sure. I don't care, like, all these extra features that a system has, like DVD player and stuff, or photo channel. I don't really care, as long as the games are good. That's all that matters to me.
Yeah, and PS3 does not do that enough. Does not show
it. No. There's only a handful of games, like, I could count on my fingers that they have right now. With the 360, there's tons of games that are out. For the Wii,
there's enough to validate your purchase.
Yeah.
Because of its price, too.
Because of its price and stuff. And it does have unique features, which make it stand out in a video game. So, that's why I have a Wii 60.
Yeah, the Wii is not the cheapest at this point, but it still has the most variety of any of the systems.
Really? I mean, this E3... Nintendo. It was the most disappointing. I mean...
Hey, the E3 is dead.
E3 is dead. But anyways, if we were to believe that E3 was a validated show... sorry, that's not a word. A valid show. Okay. You would have saw that, like, people were disappointed at the Nintendo. Because all the games they had were all casual. There were no big titles coming out for the winter.
Yeah, but Nintendo was working on their own. And they came up with, last week, the DSi, which we talked about.
The DSi was a big disappointment.
Yo, it's cool.
Okay, what does it have going for it? It has... Okay. You could take pictures with it, and the screens are bigger. That's the only thing...
On the MP3 player, right? You can watch Mario run across the screen.
Oh. I don't care. Like I said, I only care about the games.
Oh, you can listen to music while playing games.
I have an iPod. So, I haven't, for me, like, there's no point for me to get it. Like, I mean, it was the same thing with the Game Boy Micro. I mean, I had no point, I had no reason to get a Micro.
I own a Game Boy Micro.
I had no reason, because I had the SP. The SP was awesome.
So wait, you're calling me a sucker?
Yes. Well, they do.
The background is calling me a sucker for buying the Micro.
It's kind of gimmicky. I remember my friend, he had a Game Boy Micro. I don't know. What makes
this... Game Boy Micro's fun, though. Let's say you're on your break. You go to the washroom. You have something tiny in your pocket.
Why not just use an SP?
Okay, at the right price, it's good, though.
It was almost just as much as an SP.
Well, if you buy it secondhand for $20 like I did, it's a good price.
I suppose, I mean, but... What... I mean, the screen's smaller. That was my big thing. I'm like, I don't want the screen to be any smaller.
Yeah, but it's brighter, it's nicer to carry around, it's worth it.
Well, the SP wasn't so bad to carry around.
Get off the Game Boy.
No.
The DSi is still good. Okay. You can take pictures.
It's just more features.
Okay.
It's
just
more
features.
You know
the Wii Shop channel for the Wii? This thing's gonna have a DS Shop channel.
Oh, that should've hit you.
And you're gonna be able to download Game Boy games.
You can't do it with DS Lite.
You can download Game Boy games.
You can't do it with...
Even though you can do that illegally already on the DS.
Shh! Hey, let's keep it legal here, alright?
Yeah, I'm just telling you what they can do. I'm not telling them to do that.
Well, come on, we got viewers here, you know, we want to encourage people to buy video games.
Okay, if you want to buy video games, buy DSi, then you can, like, buy the real Game Boy games.
We'll see. See, as you can tell, me and Chisholm have very different opinions. About the DS. I mean, I'm still going to keep my DS Lite. Well, I'm not going to get a DSi.
Well, wait till we see the DSi come to America. Then maybe when you see a couple of jealous people, then you can think about it more.
Nah. I don't want a DS Fat.
So
my DS.
It's not worth it for $199 for...
Okay, well. Okay, let's change the topic. So, speaking of console wars, so what do you think? DS versus PSP? Obviously... The
no
DS
contest,
is, yeah,
no
DS is killing it. Has there been any big games for the PSP?
Wait. Let's rephrase this. What if it was the DSi versus the PSP? They were both the same price, and all the features were the same. Do you think that DS would be leaning as much?
What do you mean? Like, I mean, the games are still better for the DS.
Let's say that we only had the DSi. There was no DS Lite, there was no DS Fat. It was only the DSi versus the PSP. Would the DSi be winning more than the PSP?
That's a good question. Because like, it has the same features.
People wouldn't even want to buy a PSP because DSi has MP3 player, has internet, has everything the PSP has.
Can it play movies?
Yeah.
Can it? I guess the homebrew scene is
play movies off your SD card for the DSi.
I guess it would lead more.
But then you gotta look at the price point of the DSi though.
Really, how much is it? I didn't really
look. DSi is gonna be $199, which is way more than a PSP even.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't a PSP $199 right now? Or is it?
PSP is $179, I believe.
Oh, okay.
For the, yeah, it's $179.
So it's a high-end DS, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a rich man's DS.
Rich man's DS. Good way to put it. I mean, the reason why people
got... It's like buying Xbox Elite.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why you get a PSP, for most people, is for the multimedia features. That's what most people get it for. For me, I want the games. That's all I care about.
Yeah, so anyone that wants to buy a PSP now... Don't even want to buy it. You get a DSi.
That's true. When is it coming out? I forgot
it's
already.
Coming out November 1st in Japan, and Reggie personally said no date for America because the DS is selling too good here.
Oh, Reggie's gonna filter it out just like he did with Harvest or Mother.
Oh, and also confirmed was Puncho. It was confirmed.
Nice.
Oh yes,
very
I'm
good.
Bad.
Okay, so what do you think of the Wii right now? I mean, if you look at it a year from now, do you think it would still be leading?
Well,
in terms
yeah.
of sale? Yeah.
Because in this homebrew, all the homebrew applications, all the illegal crap, it's going to help
Yo,
push
you got to stop talking
further.
About the legal stuff, all right?
It's going to help to push even further, though. I'm just saying, that's business.
All right. Yeah, okay, so I think if Nintendo doesn't say anything or, like, releases any new, fresh games within a year, I definitely would say the 360 will take the lead.
Yeah.
I think so.
No.
I think so. Go look at the
we
games.
Got Wii Music coming out, though.
Casual.
Yeah, that's it sells systems.
Casual.
Casual sells systems.
It's gotta
systems,
appeal
though.
To the hardcore gamers as well.
Yeah, we have Puncho for that. Puncho.
Yeah, anyways. So, the 360 has some good games coming out for Gears of War 2, Halo Wars sometimes, and Fable 2 just came out. So, yeah. There's... three big games coming out already for the 360, and plus
and
it's
that
gonna,
new dashboard update
yeah,
coming.
And Xbox Live is going to be updated soon. So, I think within a year, if things were like the same like it were right now with the Wii, with Nintendo not releasing anything, and Microsoft releasing more games, I think the 360 will take the lead.
I think 360 has a serious chance at winning this holiday season. The only thing stopping them is Guitar Hero World Tour on the Wii. That's the only thing stopping them.
Why is that?
Because parents are going to want to buy this World Tour, and they're going to want to buy a Wii, because kids want the, and parents want the Wii because of...
But you can't download anything friendly. With the
yeah,
Guitar
yeah,
Hero
you
World.
Do. You download directly to the SD card. Didn't you hear the storage solution?
No.
The storage solution is SD cards. It's going to be an update in spring.
Wow. Okay, good. I'm happy for it.
So that means you can directly load anything off an SD card.
That's very good. I mean... I heard the developer of Rock Band complaining about that.
Yeah, so Rock Band is also going to have downloadable content right when Rock Band 2 comes out.
That's good. I mean, before Rock Band didn't even have downloadable
and
content.
And it's really good to be a Wii owner because Homebrew will probably let you download those downloadable contents for free.
That's good. Enough with the Homebrew, alright?
Enough with the illegal crap?
Yeah, enough with the illegal stuff. Yeah.
We gotta gain some credibility, right?
Does that really gain us credibility?
No.
No, it doesn't.
It gives us incredibility.
Exactly. So.
No, that. I don't
okay,
know.
So, big question here. So, a year from now, who's gonna be on top?
Wii.
Nintendo?
Yeah.
I'm saying 360.
I'm saying you're crazy. You didn't think the Wii would be this far to begin with, didn't you?
No, I'm.
You thought the Wii would lose, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You did.
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
Did. Yeah, you
Everybody
did.
Did.
Everybody no,
did. Only me. Only
I said the Wii. I said the Wii would slowly go down. That's what me. That's what me and Victor said.
It went up.
How could the Wii slowly go down? It has the most.
Oh, okay. You know what? If you guys remember, like, you remember how everyone was like going nuts about like why the graphics for the Wii were so bad?
Yeah.
So that was a reason why people
yeah,
think.
No one cares now.
Yeah. Well, it's a casual market now, so no one really does care.
Just play the
I mean,
games.
If you look at games like Smash Bros. Brawl, look at the graphics. I mean, they just a simple upgrade.
So just play the game. Just shut up about the graphics and play the game.
I thought you were all about graphics.
Well, I just finished playing Mega Man 9. Didn't we do a review last week?
Yeah, you gave it a 10.
Yeah. That's why I don't care about graphics.
More. You don't care about your scores. Your scores.
And I just played Tetris Party this week, so look forward to a review of Tetris Party in the next upcoming weeks.
Sure. All right, then. Let's move on. It's time for...
Name That Video Game Tune.
And guess what this one is. What the hell was that? I don't know. Okay, well, my friend sent me this. I don't know, one of our viewers.
Yeah.
And apparently this is Blood River. That's the song name.
Yeah.
And the game it's from, it's Lair.
For the PS3. Actually, it was actually a decent song. Bro.
Yeah, it was a pretty good song. But too bad I heard the game wasn't too great.
It was hyped up just like any other PS3 game, and then it became shit.
Did you know who made that game?
Let's hear.
It's Factor 5. The guys who made Rogue Leader 2 for the GameCube.
They messed up.
They did mess up. They messed up the controls. There was actually a funny story to this. I'm going to go into detail. You know how like developers, they send the magazines the game before they review it?
Yeah.
Did you know that? Okay, so what Factor 5 did is cuz like they knew about the controls, right? So they sent like a 600 page or something, I don't know, like 6 pages long about like the controls, and like the first thing it says is like, prepare to open your mind into a new world, because these guys knew the controls sucked, so that's why they tried to cover up their controls, you know what I mean?
And then that ended up fucking them over in the end.
Exactly. Well, it didn't do anything. The thing is, the controls suck.
It just made it worse for reviewers to diss them about it.
Pretty much. That's what happened. Anyways, let's move on. Okay, this week, like we said, we're going to do something different. You want to tell them what we're doing different?
Yeah, we told them last week, and we told them again this week, and we're going to tell them again right now. We're doing 2K9 versus 09 NHL right now.
NHL 2K9 versus NHL 09. It's a versus battle. Which game is better? You'll soon find out. Okay, so what we did is we played both games. I borrowed it from Blockbuster. I borrowed 2K9 and Chisholm. He bought NHL 09, so we both played it, both tried it out, and this is what we think about it. So, first of all, let's start it off. Start with the gameplay. So, with the gameplay, let's start with NHL 09. So, with NHL 09, like, the first thing I noticed was it was very complex. It could be very complex. The controls...
It can be complex. It gives you many different controller options, but... It also can be pretty simple.
For once, I never got used to shooting with the stick, which was very unique. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it was good.
Well, if you get used to it, you can be good, probably.
Yeah, well, I didn't get a chance to play that much, but I got enough to get an idea what it's all about.
One really cool mode in 09 is you can choose which player you want to be, so you can be locked on a defenseman, a goalie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got to play a goalie. For the whole game, which was kind of boring, but pretty unique still. And roster updates, that's pretty cool, isn't it? I never played a sports game that...
Yeah, and it roster updates at least 2 times every second month, so it updated once at September, and it updated once the season started, and it's going to update again around December.
That's good, because we live in Toronto, right? So... By having a roster update, we have a better team. So we don't have Brian McCabe on our team.
Yeah,
we don't have Matt
Sundin. We lose Sundin, though.
Yeah, but Sundin wasn't that great either.
Then our captain is Tomas Cabrera, man. He's terrible.
I don't know who he is, but...
See, that's how bad he is.
I don't watch hockey, I watch basketball.
Still, you should know who the cats in the city.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what else is there? Okay, so we played, like, the exhibition mode. Is there, like, shootouts? Or, like...
Well, basically...
Like, I don't know too much about hockey. I mean, like, when in terms of the All-Star game, like... Yeah. Or the All-Star weekend, like, what do they do?
They do, like, the skills... I don't even watch the All-Star game. The skills competition all night is just crap. It's not hockey.
Yeah, like, I heard they skate through, like, pylons and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hardest shot and fastest skater, that's bearable. But they add this new one to make it like basketball. Have you ever watched the basketball All-Star game?
Yeah, I always
have
do.
Have you watched the slam dunk
contest?
In hockey, what they add was a breakaway competition where you get award points for doing fancy stuff with your stick. And even if you miss the puck, if you did a lot of fancy stuff, you can win.
That doesn't...
Even if the goalie saves it.
Okay, after this podcast, I'm going to have to show you a dunk of this since you brought it up.
No, I know what they are.
Oh, no, no, you got to see this one. Well, remember we used to have a guy named Vince Carter?
I got to show you the hockey one then.
All right, sounds fair to me. Okay, but let's get back on topic here. Yeah, so I guess the gameplay is pretty deep, you know? Like, it takes a lot long time to get really good at it.
For 09?
Yeah. Like, okay. I seen, like, one of our guys here, he played with pros, like, so I guess this game's pretty serious. Yep. It's not really simple.
Yep.
It's pretty strategy-based. Okay, so enough about 09. It's pretty good. What about 2K9?
2K9 is a lot more arcadey, I'd say.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it took me a long time to get used to NHL 09's controls, but as soon as I played 2K9, I got used to the controls right away. There was a turbo in it, I have to mention, which for some people, it's bad.
And before this year, the games were, like, exactly the same. Exactly the same. 2K9 and 09. This year, 2K really tried to be different.
Yeah, and it didn't really pay off. I mean, it went different in a bad way.
Well, for the Wii version or anyone looking for an arcade-style game, 2K9 is really, really fun.
Yeah.
It's funner.
I mean, in terms of challenge, 2K9 is a lot simpler. Like, I mean, I scored, like, 3 goals in the first period.
It's like the
and
difference
I didn't
between,
even play it.
It's the difference between a competitive game and a non-competitive game. Yeah. The difference between playing Brawl and Mario Kart, basically.
And it's funny, because the 2K games are known to be more competitive than
yes.
the
So
EA
if you
Sports
play 2K,
games.
It's going to be like you're playing Mario Kart. You're gonna sometimes get lucky
yeah.
and stuff. But if you're playing Brawl, which is 09, you got to
so
be good.
What do you think of like the smoothness? Is it smooth?
For both games?
No, for 2K9? I think 09 is pretty smooth. What about 2K9?
09 is a little bit more tweaked, I'd say.
Tweaked as in what?
Like they fine-tuned it, they tried their best to get out the best possible game they could get, but once you play this game, you're going to realize there's glitches like any game. It's by far not a perfect game, but in terms of gameplay, this is the best hockey game ever.
What 09?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about 2K9.
In terms of gameplay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the graphics. Okay, at first when I looked at both games, I was like, okay, the graphics don't look that good for next generation, but after a while, my eyes did get used to it, so it started to look good afterwards. So when I played 09, the graphics were really good. I think EA Sports always focuses on the graphics.
Yeah, I have to say, for this hockey game, the graphics aren't that great. From what I've seen in Madden and in basketball, they have much better graphics.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's the ice.
Maybe
the
because
animation.
They got put so much stuff on the screen. It's like too many variables or something. I don't know what it is, but it's a problem.
It's ice. It's just a
I don't really care about graphics, so it doesn't really apply to me, but it's definitely a turnoff for some people.
Yeah. Well, okay, the thing is, with 09, it's bearable, but with 2K9, it's pretty,
It's like you're playing
totally
PS2, man.
Yeah, it's totally different. I mean, we both played the Toronto Maple Leafs, and we saw Sundin on 09, and we saw Sundin in 2K9, and Sundin looks horrible on 2K9.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, there's a big difference. So, if you're looking for graphics, definitely 09 looks way better. So, enough about graphics. We don't care about it. The music. I mean, we played it for a long time. I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about the music. It's pretty generic.
Well,
it has the what do you call that? The organ?
Well, I played this game, and the soundtrack is really, really bad for 09. It's the worst music soundtrack ever in a game. It has some crappy Billy Talent songs, some really bad songs. It has Panic at the Disco. It's really bad.
Yeah, you know what?
And it has custom soundtrack, but it doesn't work at all. It makes your sounds really, really quiet. So that's terrible. That's a big problem. Fix the custom soundtrack next year, EA. If you're going to do it, make it proper.
I just realized that NHL soundtrack sucks. They do suck so much.
No, like they had not sucked this much. I have 04 for the GameCube, and it did not suck. This one is the worst. It's so terrible.
I can't wait. I can't wait until they put a hockey game with rap music, and they put a basketball game with rock music. Because there's always a stereotype with NBA games. They always think, oh, people like rap play.
And then when you come to Madden, it has both music.
Yeah. So
what's up with that, man?
Yeah. I think they should just go back to the generic music rather than put EA tracks and whatnot.
Yeah, go with the generic music and then give me an option to put my hard drive. Let me use my hard drive, man. I have an Xbox hard drive. Let me use those songs.
Exactly. Like, I think they should just use the organ.
Like, yeah, like,
how like they do in hockey.
The organ,
games.
All those things, all the regular ones, like the goalie skull chant and stuff like that. And then give me the option if I want to put like Linkin Park, Billy Talent. Give me the option if I want to put that in.
Put some emo music while you're playing hockey.
Well, that's the ACC plays that emo music though.
They
actually play. They don't really play rap music inside the hockey arena though. It's realistic.
It's a different demographic.
And in basketball, do they play rock music inside the basketball arena during breaks?
Like once. But they mostly play rap music.
And if they do play rock music, it's usually rock rap like Linkin Park though.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, okay, what about 2K9? What did you find about the music in 2K9? Same thing?
Well, it was okay.
Yeah. So I guess
they're both bad.
Yeah, they're both pretty bad, so
The on-screen announcers, if you really watch hockey and listen to hockey, these are the worst announcers. You want to turn it off and just listen to the on-ice sound and pretend you're at a hockey game or something. That's how bad the sound is.
It is horrible.
Sound is really a problem. You gotta fix it next year. Sound is probably the worst part about both of these games. No one really gets the edge here.
Yeah, so just turn it off. Just listen to the ice. Just hear yourself
just
score.
To this. Pretend you're at the game.
Yeah. Because, you know, in Toronto at least, it's hard to get a hockey ticket here.
Well, how about the camera angles?
Let's talk about controls.
They give you many more options than cameras. Remember when we had one of our pros play here?
Yeah.
And then when you play 2K, they only give you one option.
I know. No, wait. Well, I think they have more than one option, but not as much as 09.
Yeah.
So, I guess the camera... Well, I like to play sideways. We were playing overhead, so I can't really say. But yeah, let's move on to the controls. I don't know. I guess obviously I'm gonna say the controls are way better on 09 because it's a lot more intuitive.
Yeah, and you can have advanced controls, easy controls, and you can also like you can choose if you want to be just the goalie or just a player. You can play 6-on-6, so each person you're playing online with can be a position.
Yes, and with 2K9, it's a lot more generic. It's just your average, typical hockey game. X to shoot, A is the pass. Simple as
that. You know what's a real problem? This is like, ever since this year and last year, 2K9, or 2K, or NHL 2K, whatever, have increased the price of their game. Why did they do that? Didn't it used to be $29? Now it's $49.
I forget the reason why, but I think it's because when EA took ESPN, maybe that's why they stopped selling it for cheap. I remember basketball games. Like my brother used to buy NBA 2K for $30, which was a good price because they needed to compete.
And it's better too.
Exactly.
I remember 2K7. I bought it for $10 for the Xbox when it first came out, and it was a great game.
It was.
It was way better for NHL 2K7 was way better than NHL 7.
And look at it now, 2 years later. It's full price.
What did they do? And then when it becomes full price, what do? They don't even give us half the service, too. They effed it up. They decided to make it arcadey once they upped the price up.
That's terrible. Bad decision. So,
like, if this game was $29 and if it was as arcadey, I would forgive the game. But the fact of the matter is it's the same price now.
Yeah.
So now we can compare it. It's the same.
For me, I don't buy many sports games. Like, I buy it for 1 year, and then I don't buy it till like the next generation.
Yeah, that's what happens to me, too. I only have NHL 4 on the GameCube, and I needed a new hockey, so I ended up buying this.
Yeah. It's not like my brother, where he buys one every year, but that's just him. For me, I can't buy sports games, because I think the improvements on them aren't enough for me to buy another
well,
one.
Well, if you're into a sport, like, if you watch every single football game or every single hockey game, you're going to end up buying it, and that's how I'm going to feel.
The problem is, it's very hard to trade in your old sports game. They don't take it in.
You're stuck with that hockey game. If once the next year comes, you're stuck with that. So, if you trade the game in, in the summer before the next season starts, you'll probably get, enough trading value to get something, like $8. If you have two $8 games, you can, or three $8 games, sorry, EB Games, you can get a free game, so at least that's positive.
Yeah, but EB Games is a ripoff anyway, so it won't work anyway, so to say. Okay, so let's talk about replay value. So for me, with sports games, they can be fun sometimes. But the thing is, it comes out every year, a sports game, so it's not going to last for a very long time.
It's going to last a year.
It's going to last a year, exactly. So for me, it wouldn't matter for both games. I mean, if you like arcade games, then you'll probably like 2K9 better. If you like more of the simulation, like more realistic, then go for 09. It's more fun that way.
Yeah, so if you are a real hockey fanatic, the replay value is good because there's going to be times when you're a Leaf fan, like me, and you're tired of watching the Leafs getting blown out 7-2 or whatever, so you pop this game in, and you can actually get out your frustration.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the replay value is always going to be limited. It's never going to be perfect for a sports game.
Well, it is good. At this point, I played 200 full games.
Yeah.
200 full games in, a month, so that is pretty decent replay value. I haven't been bored yet. So I gotta give it to them on that. And you can also play on teams, so you don't really have to worry about a roster update, because DJ Chisholm can play as goalie, or you can play as forward, while can play as some other position.
That's true. I mean, you can play different positions with 09.
Yeah, and you actually are your person, too. DJ Chisholm is an actual goalie. I don't have to be McCabe or any of those guys. I'm myself.
That's good. So, actually, I wanted to talk about... I wanted to talk about, the online play, too. I mean, that adds a little bit more replay value.
The online play is way better in 09. The only thing you get in 2K9 is just the face people match, where you can be the Leafs or whatever. You can be whatever team in 09. And actually, in 09, you get more leagues as well, because EA is more branched out like that.
Yeah, so there you go. That's replay value. Okay, so you have anything else to say?
Well,
I think I got,
even if you find 2K... Or, yeah, if you find 2K9 $20 cheaper, $30 cheaper, still get 09.
Yeah. So, okay, so the verdict here is I'm saying NHL 09 this year is the better version.
And I think this game is good enough that if it ever goes down to $20, even if you're a little bit of a hockey fan, you could still get this at the end of the season because of the Be a Pro mode where you can play on teams. Just because of that, you don't have to worry about roster updates with that. So you can be like Rockstar here, and you could still probably buy this game for $20.
Don't know if I would, though. Not much of a big sports fan, but hey, it was pretty fun, I'd have to say. So, overall, I'd say NHL 09 is the better game because the improvements made on it was really good. I mean, all these new features, very, very complex, very challenging, and that's why it's better than 09. But with 2K9... Obviously, you said how they wanted to go into a new direction, and it kind of backfired on them.
So what are you going to give 2K9?
Well, I was going to start with 09. So I'm going to give...
Start with the good one.
Yeah, 09. I'm going to give NHL 09 an 8.0.
8.0. I'm going to give it the same score that IGN gave it, and I'm going to give it a 9.0. Now, 9.0 only because I am a hockey fan, I am going to play it more. So I think he's kind of biased. But it still is a good game because I could find out the flaws, and that's why it's not getting a 10.
One thing I wanted to add, since you're a hockey fan, would you recommend 09 to a non-hockey fan?
Not at $60. I'm sorry, because a sports game is a sports game. They might not be playing it too much, and they're going to feel bad because they spent $60.
Yeah, they don't cater really to a non-sports fan, do they?
They do, but it's a little too complex.
Yeah, it's a bit expensive.
For $60, it's too much.
If 2K was $30, then we'd definitely
at the end of the season, definitely when it's $30, definitely pick it up.
Or just get one that's a year earlier. Well, you'll get it so much cheaper.
But, you gotta get 09. Don't get 08 though. Wait for 09 and wait for the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, if you go back to
08, it's not bad. 08's not that good. Yeah.
If you go back to the earlier years, then 2K was a lot better. But this year, it's gone down a level. So, what are you going to give NHL 2K9?
2K9? I give it a 6.5.
Oh. Hey, you're generous. I'm going to give it a 6.0.
Well, it's
still a solid, it's still a decent game,
well,
but it's...
7 means it's good, and I would actually consider buying it if it was really cheap.
Yeah.
Anything below 7, I would not consider buying, and this is something I would not consider buying. I'd rather just play 2K7.
Exactly.
Which I already have.
So that's why I'm giving it a 6.0. All right. So... that's our first edition.
So, guys, if you're making a game, do not go backwards.
Go forward.
Yeah, do not pull a 2K.
Yeah, go forward like Miyamoto did with Wind Waker, with the cel-shaded graphics. Go forward like that.
Yeah, like, yeah. And don't repeat yourself, too. If you're going to repeat yourself, do it right.
Yeah, I mean,
'09 is a repeat of the NHL formula, but they did it right, just like Twilight Princess.
Yeah, repeating the same formula.
But if they did it good...
like Pokemon.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say Pokemon. Diamond Pearl was not that great.
It was good. Yeah, you thought it was so good, it was going to get a 9.0, and yeah, I won $5.
I played the Japanese version, it was a good game.
It is a good... I'm not doubting that. Diamond and Pearl was a good game.
Anything in store for next week?
I don't know. I like this versus thing, don't you?
Yeah, but who would we verse next week? I don't know.
We'll find out soon. Well, we're going to end it off here. That's our episode. So, give us a shout. Like, tell us what you think. We're going to do video game trivia soon. So, give us a shout at smgcanada@gmail.com. Any last words?
Video game trivia, yeah. Let's see someone get... we need a real noob, though.
I'll get some noobs. Actually, I have a voice recorder, so I'm gonna do some trivia on the spot. Maybe not here, but somewhere else.
Do you mind if it's shitty quality if I get you some?
Not at all. As long as we can hear it.
Yeah, so next time I'm on the phone, I'm gonna cell phone tape someone.
That's right. Alright, guys. That ends off another episode.